death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
It's MSI Catcher, or Stingray, a fake cell phone tower that sends your cell phone signal to it rather than a real cell phone tower, netting suspected criminals and innocents alike to pinpoint their location.
This is not about the content of people's communications or collecting every number that they dial. Right? To me, it's about we are using some equipment, appropriately in my view, to find bad guys. I don't want to say too much about that because I don't want the bad guys to know, right, how we might be able to find them. And so one of the reasons that we asked local authorities who are working with us and using our equipment not to talk about it. It's not because I got something to hide from good people. I got a lot to hide from bad people.
The FBI has bent over backwards to keep their public awareness secret. The provisions required by local and state police are straight out of a George Orwell novel. Police are not allowed to talk about the technology in press releases and court documents during judicial hearings or during other public forums or proceedings. If a district prosecutor intends to use details about how the Stingray works during a court case, police must alert the FBI in order to allow sufficient time for the FBI to intervene to protect the equipment, technology, and information from disclosure and potential compromise. If the agency receives a court order demanding release of the information, the agency must notify the FBI in order to allow sufficient time for the FBI to intervene. If the agency receives a FOIA request seeking information about the Stingrays, it must alert the FBI to allow sufficient time for the FBI to seek to prevent disclosure through appropriate channels. A dystopian tug of war caused the FBI to have cases thrown out to protect the technology. 2012, Buffalo, New York, Judge Patrick H. Niemeyer detailed against the FBI's orders how a deal was struck between the FBI and the Erie County Sheriff's Office to drop criminal charges rather than reveal any information concerning the cell site simulator or its use. The record showed that of the 47 times the Sheriff's Office used Stingrays in the past 4 years, it apparently only once obtained a court order, contradicting the Sheriff's own remarks. Stingrays are an advanced surveillance technology that can sweep up very private information, including information on innocent people, said NYCLU Western Region Director John Kerr III. If the FBI can command the Sheriff's Office to dismiss criminal cases to protect its secret Stingrays, it is not clear how the $350,000 we are spending on Stingray equipment is keeping the people of Buffalo safe.
They were more dedicated to the lawless, unconstitutional violation of civil liberties by spying on people without getting search warrants than they were to developing legitimate intelligence which would help secure our freedom or our safety.
These records confirm some of the very worst fears about local law enforcement's use of this expensive and intrusive surveillance equipment, said NYCLU staff attorney Mariko Haros. Not only did the Sheriff's Office promise the FBI breathtaking secrecy to keep information about Stingrays as hidden as possible, it implemented almost no privacy protections for the Erie County residents it is sworn to protect and serve. It was revealed last year that the federal government is using dirt box devices similar to the Stingray device to collect data on the unsuspecting population. The ACLU has identified 50 agencies in 21 states and the District of Columbia that own Stingrays.
Charlotte is one of the few cities that actually has Stingrays, and we do see some pretty substantial Fourth Amendment concerns with Stingrays. We know that they're collecting at least location information, but there could be more information that they're collecting, and I think that we really need to see, again, that warrant requirement.
In a letter to Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson and Attorney General Eric Holder, Senators Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, and Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, expressed their concern that no search warrants are obtained when FBI agents use the devices in public. Police scanner audio obtained by the hacktivist group Anonymous appeared to reveal that the Chicago police were using a Stingray to intercept phone calls from an Eric Garner protester. Police departments are now lobbying to get the more powerful $460,000 4G cell phone upgrade known as Hailstorm. Blocking the current 2G Stingray technology requires you to find the device information in your phone known as WCDMA Preferred. Change that to WCDMA only, and the Stingray can't track you. It's open season on our privacy and Fourth Amendment rights, and we're all paying for it.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grubb for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I'm on a mission to never forget. We got the people that I've never met. We want the masses and all that we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 17th day of April 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones, and what we're being fed is a steady, massive diet of lies, lies, and still more lies. And we're putting together a compilation right now. Rob Dew is. We're going to be playing coming up at the bottom of the hour of an Indiana, Washington State, and other areas. When the police are asked, why do you have these MRAPs, these armored vehicles from the Pentagon, they say, we need to be able to fight sovereign citizens or libertarians or the Tea Party. Now, just add that to all the training manuals and all the admissions, and then we start getting footage from Florida and California and other states this week that we've been airing. And every time we get footage, they're training to attack and beat and arrest and shoot and kill patriots. And then now we have chilling footage of armed army forces, National Guard, blocking roads in California and marching around, basically commanding the public. This is what a slow motion martial law scenario looks like. And I want to explain something. It isn't that martial law is coming. We're under a form of martial law when the feds seized the airports and started searching everyone. We're under martial law when the president dissolves the borders outside of law. We're under tyranny when they sign us on to over half the global derivatives debt that is private and not ours. It's 2.2 quadrillion worldwide. Do the math. That's over 100 trillion, excuse me, 1,000 trillion, these numbers are so huge, that they say we owe that we have no connection to. Our real debt is 19 trillion. That's our debt, not 1,100 trillion. That's half of the 2.2 quadrillion. Just 5 years ago, USA Today said that we owed 660 something trillion. That was our percentage. But derivatives have only gotten bigger. But our share was 600 plus trillion. We talk about trillions now where we just round off a few hundred. This is the world being maneuvered towards total and absolute enslavement. And we have the military in the RAND Corporation and in all their high-level documents that are public admitting they're preparing to take over the states, preparing to basically nationalize labor, preparing to bring us into a North American Union security zone, as it's called. And they say in the Banff Canada meetings from 2007 that they would have this global transformation by stealth and by crisis. So used to we'd have a military drill every week that we would have in the news. Now it's 20, 30, 40, 50 a day. It's tanks rolling around. It's checkpoints. It's citizens being dragged out of cars. It's National Guard and Army and Marines marching around very aggressively with their hands on their M16s. We have the latest footage shot in Ontario, California by Felipe Soto. I'd like to get him on and get his take about that. We've got another California citizen reporter joining us today that shot the footage of the drills that we were told we were barred from, where they're screaming, "I'm a citizen, I have rights, I'm a sovereign citizen," then they're clubbed to the ground. Do you understand every other country in history has ended up falling to criminal elements inside the government that militarize the police and merge the military with the police? The military fights and kills and breaks things. The military fights a foreign enemy. Police keep the peace and are peace officers and report to the local government and bring people in who have been indicted or who there's an arrest warrant out for. But in this new third world system that we're going into, there is a massive program, no exaggeration, it's got to be 50 times bigger than the Manhattan Project, that they've been keeping quasi-secret because they don't want to have a public debate about militarization of police and all that's happening and the NSA spying. So they just deny it, deny it, deny it. That was in The Guardian yesterday. That federal agencies have a policy of lying. There's no stingray. There's no NSA. There's no plan to take your guns. There's no gun confiscations happening. This is not an assault. This is not an attack. So we're always debating with them whether it's happening or not. And they have this moral authority. There's no helicopters. There's no drills. Remember that going on 20 years ago, 15 years ago? We'd get the footage. I'd be attacked on hard copy, on extra, on CNN, on Fox News, in the Associated Press, local papers. I would go to these drills and have them break in my hotel room, harass me, try to set me up, just because they didn't want the public to know that they were there federalizing police and training them with the military. But now it's, of course we are, and we come in peace. But InfoWars, you can't come to our drill. Well, citizen reporters still go, and you're trying to take on the Tea Party. Well, I mean, sure, duh, we have all your manuals. We know, 2 years ago it comes out, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and the internment resettlement operations were inside the U.S. You just type in internment resettlement inside the U.S., re-education camps for Americans, Army document, and it was declassified. They didn't even hide the document. And it said, we'll process you by Social Security number, we'll put you in a re-education camp, try to give you a job on the outside. This is during collapse. And the troublemakers will be sent to a higher security facility. But everyone will be sent for re-education. I mean, that is so over-the-top, ultra-epic. It's Army Regulation 210-35. Summary of change. And then it goes through your Social Security numbers, how to break the families up. And they went on national news. They went, Alex Jones is wrong. It's not for America. Thinking you're lazy and won't read the long document. Unclassified. There it is. On screen for TV viewers. I'm not trying to scare you. And I want to explain something. This is already going on. We already have the biggest prison population in the world. The borders have been imploded. I drove through East Austin yesterday, and there were just swarms of out-of-work people, of whites, blacks, Hispanics, all looking like zombies, just wandering around with plastic bags in their hands, old, young, sitting at bus stops with no jobs, guaranteed all on welfare. We have 100-plus million people on welfare. The country is a ticking time bomb. A time bomb. And you'll say, yeah, good thing the troops are training. Absolutely. The globalists create the atmosphere, the economic conditions, the breakdown. Just shutting down now over 1,000 coal power plants in the last 10 years. The acceleration under Obama has more than doubled energy prices. That one move kept anybody from moving here to build factories. That one move decimated savings. That one move bankrupted countless businesses. That one move. We're under military attack. We've been conquered. We've been taken over. Now you're about to see the mop-up operation. And how are they going to have troops in every city and town that have already formed relationships with the police chief, the sheriff, and the local government through these Jade Helm operations? There's a big announcement there. How are they going to do that? They're going to stage false flags to demonize us, put the internet selective kill switch in to shut down the blogs. They're in Congress calling anyone with a blog who opposes corruption a terrorist. We played the clips yesterday. You cannot make it up. We've expected it. We knew it was coming. It appears. And I never said this. I never thought Obama would try to stay in office. I never said that it would go this quick because they've already got us. But they know that people are waking up, so they want to finish us. And everything I'm seeing shows that they may actually stage imminent false flags and start the Civil War. Now, if we get really freaked out about this and really upset about this and speak out against this, they may be forced to go slower and back off. But they're testing right now. The military has the lowest morale ever recorded. Army morale low despite 6-year optimism program. USA Today, Christians are leaving the military in droves because they've been told they're not welcome. That's in the news today. This is a purge, ladies and gentlemen, of anyone that is not a criminal. You need to understand this is a takeover. And I've studied them in Russia. I've studied them in Germany. I've studied them in Cuba. I've studied them going back with Julius Caesar. We know, and every other mainline historian says we're in deep trouble. Top Nobel laureate just died and said he's afraid of global fascism and World War III. I mean, it is red level, people. Red level. I have never been more concerned. I have never been more freaked out. I mean, this is it. They have the safety off, their fingers on the trigger for a total takeover, and they are in the final phases of doing it. I can tell you right now, this is not a drill what we see going on. Every piece of humet we get in from the citizens out there, you wonderful patriots, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, are sending us video. It's so wonderful to see us working as a team that is not commanded from any central zone. It's basically unstoppable without them totally unplugging the internet. Every move they make, we're tracking it. But the problem is every piece of intel comes in and they're trying to take us on. They're trying to come to our houses and kill us if we resist. If not, we're going to be handed off to socialist re-educators in camps, and I'm just not going, man, for those people to come in there and try to turn me and make me serve them and make me go out and, you know, lie to people. I'm just not doing it. And my name, my family, everything's on the line. I hope you know that. But I'm not selling out to these people. But I'm telling you, it's real. They're getting ready to go operational. And you notice the economy's imploding. They're starting wars. I mean, all of it's going to hit the fan at once. It's going to be spectacular.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And the stallion and the wind.
we ever pass this way.
In a moment, I'm going to play the clip from Spokane, Washington, another clip from an Indiana sheriff's department, where they say two things. They say the NRAPs and the federal training are for veterans and sovereign citizens. Now, again, I don't need you to tell me that. I know what your ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, federal brainwashing is. We've been blowing their operation from the beginning, 20 years on air. First, we're going to play the clip from Morgan County, Indiana, because I'm glad a listener called in yesterday and said, Alex, they're denying all this is for the Patriots. The police, when they get asked, say, no, it's for you. We got a lot of people with guns around here. Do you understand, folks? They're preparing to implode the economy. I mean, you think it's bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet. But again, they won't implode it unless they think we'll go along with it. It's not inevitable. We can still pull out of this. But the globalists are all moving to a distance before they blow the country up. Most billionaires have been evacuating to Switzerland, to Iceland of all places, to the Cook Islands, to New Zealand. I've been telling you this for 6 years, every day. Now it's in the London Guardian, now it's in the New York Times, now it's in the Jerusalem Post. All the billionaires have left Israel. All of them. Some still have small homes there, but they have officially moved out to Switzerland and England and New Zealand. The top movie stars. Before it even happened, I told you they were moving by name. The maker of Titanic, you name it, have moved to New Zealand. They're all getting back before they blow the country up. And that's why they're willing to have a civil war here, because they're going to sit offshore while we're in the fire, and they're going to roast hot dogs like it's a camp out. It's funny to the globalists. They never get their hands dirty. They're going to sit here while the police and military destroy themselves fighting the American people. Can you imagine what the patriots, if 1% stand up, are going to do to the military and police? I hear this military line that we've tracked their ISPs. It's a megaphone. It's a sock puppet. Israelis call it megaphone. Pentagon calls it sock puppet. Fake computer. It'll be posted 20 times every 5 seconds on different pages. And the sock puppet, private companies have them. You know, it'll say, I made a lot of money doing this, working for Google. Most of it's corporate spam, but a lot of it's government. We can track it even back to the PR firms that are doing it. We've done reports on it. And they're going, we got hellfire missiles and Apaches. We'll take you all out. Really, did you take the Iraqis out? How about the Afghanis? That's a tiny fighting force compared to the American people. And I'm not looking for this war. Because if we have this war, we've lost the first major phase. Winning is not having the war. Winning is having the states take things back and doing it peacefully and letting the globalists try a few false flags but exposing those. We can beat them. But I'm telling you, they want to have the false flag, and then when they try to come get our guns, they know people are going to start resisting, and I can't blame people. You know, they're trying to take you to a re-education camp, and right now they're just coming to talk to you about your guns with knock and talk from Dallas to Boston, from L.A. to Miami. They come and we want to talk about your guns. We know we've seen your Facebook. You're a libertarian and a veteran. Now we want you to come down to the thing and talk to us. They're just getting used to getting in the car and going, and then pretty soon the truck pulls up. And a bunch of 20-year-olds get off with their guns and stack up to come in your house. Let me tell those young boys something. Only in the first phase are you going to have fun killing the vets and people. Within one day of you pulling this stuff, there's going to be major retaliation. Major. When they bust a cap in my head, can you imagine what's going to happen? And that's their plan. And these pieces of crap are going to sit offshore and laugh the whole time as America tears itself apart. I'm sick of this crap! This is serious, people, and we've got to stop it right now. Are we this dumb? I'm trying to be controlled here, but Let's go out to break with the county in Indiana talking about how it's for veterans. Here it is.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Morgan County Sheriff's Squad Commander Dan Dunn.
That's enough. We're going to go to break, folks. Everything he said is a direct Southern Poverty Law Center, globalist, Ford Foundation written script. There's been no IEDs from veterans. Veterans have one of the lowest crime rates. They've done nothing wrong. And there isn't heavier weaponry than there was when he got in law enforcement. It's all lies. Lies.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I see a bad moon rising.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's hard to believe we're here watching the takeover and fall of the Republic. Borders are gone. Dollars being devalued. Our tax money's being used to train the military with billions of rounds of ammunition, with the police and HUMAT citizens on the ground to take on the American people. We now have the most incredible footage coming up after Joe Biggs leaves us, who has his own amazing reports from the Texas border there in the hot zone in El Paso, and he's been over the border successfully yesterday, finding a large mosque, barbed-wired, walled compound near where they say there's the ISIS training camp. And it is a mosque. It is Middle Eastern. It has domes. It has a little prayer tower. It has a parapet. That's just on one corner. It's very large. Mosque found near reported ISIS base. Here's the other headlines. Cameras on southern border capture daily streams of illegals sneaking into U.S. Startling images of immigrants with drugs and guns. Jeb says legal status for aliens rational and thoughtful. Yeah, it's part of your dad's new world order. Simply amazing. And then now we have, out of Big Spring City Council, the most amazing group of clips where they admit that foreign troops in the future will be involved in Jade Helm, that Jade Helm will now happen every year, that they need civilian cooperation to let them secretly stay in barns and houses, and to transport them in secret operations. This is all about creating safe houses and identifying who will work with them during takeovers of different areas that have been identified as resistance zones. And it's to see which police chiefs and others are going to work with them, which mayors and others are going to work with them. And I know this because I found out about it from the chief of police of San Antonio. And it's in my police state film. The interview is online. The whole film's online for free. Police State 2000, where they tried to bribe the police chief. And they were able to buy off the rest of the city. The mayor, the fire department, everybody else took the money, $200,000 apiece. And they were corrupted. And then the next wave came in and they paid them off too. And that was the big cities. Now they're getting down to the small towns. And this is how you take over a third world country, is you come in and buy folks off beforehand. It's a Nazi model, how they took over France with the Vichy. They were asked how often they have operations like this. They say it's the first, and now it'll be every year, foreign troops, and NATO, and DHS. They go on to say they're going to have people in civilian attire. The local police are going to be involved, as if this is for overseas. And it'll have some dual use in that. But no, it's for America. And the MRAPs are for America. And I want to go to that clip out of Spokane where there's the admission that the MRAPs are for the sovereign citizens. You just heard them in Indiana say it's for the veterans because they're so violent now and with IEDs. And the feds are telling every department for 6 years, you will be bombed by veterans. You will fight them. They're the enemy. So when you get bombed, do you think it's the veterans or the people that told you it was going to happen? I mean, how obvious is this a frame-up? Now, don't worry. Once the Civil War starts and you've drug veterans' brothers off in people and killed them in camps, oh yeah. Then you better be in cattle trailers. You better be in civilian clothes. Because the American people are going to come after you, and I have no wish for this to happen. George Soros and others are going to sit offshore and laugh the whole time. But we have huge breaking news. Documents. This is CNN. National Guard order to consider Americans as enemy forces and adversaries. Internal briefings read like a strategy for going to war. What do you think's going on? That's CNN. Steve Watson has an article on Infowars.com breaking it down. Video. Armed National Guard troops patrol residential streets in California aggressively. I mean, they're marching around in aggressive battle formation, blocking traffic arrogantly, with M16s slung across their breasts, with their hands near the trigger. They're not slung over their backs, folks. And once the Civil War starts, a whole phalanx of 100 National Guard marched down Mill Street. 1776, Lexington and Concord. My God, it's getting ready to kick off. And they're going to kick it off, folks, just like Lexington and Concord. And the National Guard has given the same memos that we got from the Coast Guard yesterday, where they said, prepare for veterans on Veterans Day to start attacking federal installations. The kickoff will be by them false flagging us. Then when they attack the Patriots will have to defend. It'll be spun that we've killed kids and police officers and all this. Then it all kicks off. All hell breaks loose. You will see the rest of the elite leave the country or hide in D.C., or hide in the Ozarks and those command bases. This is the takedown of America. Look, they're willing to go to war to take over Russia. Of course they're willing to go to war to take us over. You're seeing history right now. Now, former Staff Sergeant of the Army Joe Biggs, who was stationed down there at Fort Bliss in his last duty station, had great contacts, I'll just leave it at that, was able to get into Mexico with local guides into the most dangerous area, arguably, of Mexico. There's one area by the Guatemalan border that may be even more dangerous from the maps. I've had top university scientists, professors on about the most dangerous areas and written books on it. That area across from El Paso has had more than 100 large mass graves found just the last 5 years. They've been having mass graves going back since I was a kid. It is probably one of the most dangerous places in the world. And Joe Biggs was able to get in there for a few hours. He was able to fly over the day before that. He was able to get in. And we have the HD footage up on InfoWars.com. Also the live stream he did of some very suspicious things. Just flying over once, we caught white trucks with men marching in black uniforms by what looks like combat simulation areas. Right down the street, a big pink and green Arabic-style deal, which is very rare in Mexico. You could say Mexico is almost Islamophobic, obviously because that's from a Spanish culture who dealt with the Moors invading repeatedly. And that was what the La Reconquista originally was, with the Spanish taking Spain back with a big European force that came in to help them. That's why the Spanish used to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Looked like Germans. They're basically almost a Germanic group, basically, until they got taken over by North Africans. So it's now an interesting hybrid. But that's just some history for you. We're showing HD footage, Joe Biggs shot, of the, what is that, about a 12, 14-foot wall, barbed wire up on the top, spikes, looks like minarets, watchtowers, Constantino wire. We need to investigate this further. Joe Biggs joins us. Great job, compadre. Break down what happened, Joe Biggs. Tell us where you're at right now.
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com. We're actually at the base of the Franklin Mountains, the far west side of El Paso, Texas. Yesterday was pretty intense, to say the least. I've done some crazy things in my life, and going into Anapra, which is probably one of the most dangerous cities in the world, without a gun, without any kind of protection, in a truck with U.S. plates that was a pretty shiny truck that sticks out like a sore thumb. If I would have sat on a lump of coal, it would have been a diamond pretty quick.
Well, did Joe break down blow by blow? Break down blow by blow what happened.
So we get over the border, and when you get over the border, it's like you completely just flip and go to the other side of the world. I mean, as soon as I was 200 yards away from the border, I've never felt so far away from America in my entire life. I mean, Juarez is just this crazy, booming little city where everyone's just moving a million miles an hour. And it's not what you would expect. I mean, the cartel wars have definitely simmered down in Juarez, but as we made our way into Anapra, well, that's a whole different story. That is completely ran by the cartels, the Mexican military, and there's five different types of police in that area, from what my buddy Anthony was telling me, the guy who drove me in. And you don't know who's bought out by the cartels. You see spotters standing on the side of the road just hanging out in the middle of nowhere with a cell phone, and they're just watching. And the biggest thing you have to do when you're out there is not raise any kind of suspicion, because as soon as one of those spotters sees you, calls it in as suspicious, the cartel's going to be. So it was very intense. And once we got on the ground, you're able to see a lot of these compound-style buildings that I saw over in Iraq. I mean, the entire place itself looks much like Iraq. Trash everywhere, desolate. I mean, it's just horrible. Dead animals with rigor mortis just all over the side of the road, puddles of blood. I mean, it was a very intense atmosphere to be in. And it's definitely an area that ISIS would feel comfortable in and feel comfortable and essentially do these types of missions. So it was really interesting being out there and trying to film and then also at the same time stay low-key and not be called out.
Let's get into this facility. I know you found some other interesting areas, but you pointed out yesterday that in Afghanistan you didn't know that a mile away was a major Taliban training base that was launching attacks on you because it had these big walls around it.
Exactly.
Until there was reconnaissance flights. So it's really hard. People are like expecting you who went in to instantly find it. We're just trying to draw attention so that government and others get involved to actually, you know, force people to look into this, because the FBI, Southcom have all said Al-Qaeda, ISIS is in the area.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it would take multiple trips to get in there and try to find out what's going on. I mean, we spoke to one gentleman yesterday who worked for the city of Juarez. He had a little emblem up on his shirt. And we asked him if he knew any Muslims, and he's like, no, I don't know anything about that. And then as we started to pull away, he laughed. He goes, if I did, I wouldn't tell you. So, you know, there's some people who are acting a little strange over there, but you know, that's expected. I didn't expect to see any, like, large ISIS flags waving around in the area, because that would definitely set off, you know, suspicion for the locals in that area as well, and I don't really see them being very welcoming to that kind of
activity. I've been in Juarez, you know, 20 years ago before it really got bad, and I've been around that area as well, and I've been, you know, Boquillas, I mean, just all over the entire border, Brownsville, into Mexico across there. I've never seen something that looks like a mosque. Did you ask locals anything? I mean, what did your guide say? I mean, that looked Arabic 100%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what my guide said. I mean, he spotted it, and he goes, whoa, that's weird, and he drove over there. I mean, when he was a teenager, for them to try to prove that they were, like, really tough or hard, they would try to drive into a Napa and stay there the longest, and whoever stayed there the longest was deemed, you know, like a really hardcore type of kid. So that kind of gives you the atmosphere of that place, and he said that's something that's very weird to be there. And also, when we spoke to a number of the people, everyone said, no, there's no Muslims here. This is all Christian. There's no Muslims here. So for something like that to be there, it definitely sticks out. It's definitely strange. It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Well, it looks like there's cameras on the building as well.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And then it looks like they're building some more minarets. I see construction's going on inside.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely saw some cameras out there. That area is just so desolate. I mean, if someone wanted to go in there and infiltrate that area and stay low-key in those areas and set up a base camp, it would be 100% possible, without a doubt.
How many square foot would you say the building is, just guesstimating, and versus it looks like there's a larger compound around it, and it looked like the walls are 12 to 14 feet?
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere around that type. It's about the size of, like, three nice-sized homes in Austin, and it was a pretty big area.
Just very, very bizarre. Well, Joe, great job going in there. They're continuing to try to whitewash the whole thing. I know you're going to the New Mexico area. You may already be there, and you're going to investigate those mountains where the Mexican authorities have told the federal government and Judicial Watch that they have spotted ISIS with spotters who are now doing coyote operations, which are very lucrative. We know ISIS is involved in all sorts of criminal operations, trafficking in the Middle East and Africa. They're reportedly trafficking Arabs just to make money into the country, not even so much terrorists.
Well, the interesting thing about the part where we were at yesterday, Josh was on the other side of the border, and he was at the Cristo Rey mountain range where there's a big cross on top. On the other side of that is Anapra, and we spoke to the Border Patrol yesterday, or he did, I should say, and he said that in that area there was it was probably the largest crossing point for illegals from that area into here. And he said there's these deep crevices everywhere. You can see an officer just gave us a ticket for parking on the side of the road right here. This guy just came up and gave us a ticket a second ago. A cop just went by and said we were okay.
Wait a minute, actually gave you a ticket?
Yeah, he just sat there. He didn't say anything. He just put a ticket on the front dashboard.
So in America, they order the Border Patrol to let the illegals come across and to give them vouchers and to pay for everything, to let them drunk drive. That's mainstream news, CBS News. Was that federal or was that Park Service?
He's like a park police officer. I'm just going to take it and throw it up. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, I would follow them, and I bet they flip out and say, what are you doing giving me a ticket for parking on the side of a dirt road? I mean, what planet are these people on? You see, you're a citizen, though, with plates.
I mean, the Border Patrol was down here yesterday telling Josh that, hey, there's tons of illegals who come through in this one area where I was at on the other side because there's no border fence whatsoever. They come through these deep crevices and walk through hideouts, easy to not be seen. And he said it's not unusual that at nighttime you'll hear gunfire out there and just tons of people coming through in that area. He said that is the most crossed spot in all of the border.
That's right. And when they don't pay up fully, the coyotes kill them and put them in a mass grave. And then Robert Rodriguez makes a movie where white people are the ones killing them and putting them in mass graves. But you know what? It wasn't any white people. It wasn't Don Johnson. It's the coyotes killing the people and putting them in the graves.
Yeah, exactly.
But Robert Rodriguez says it's not. He says it's you, Joe, basically.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the bad guy.
Well,
I'm the veteran.
You just got given a ticket. What do you make now of even CNN? Sorry, go ahead.
And apparently I'm because I used to be in the military, I know how to make IEDs. That's pretty much preposterous. I mean, I have just as much knowledge in building IEDs as you know, Martha Stewart does. I mean, that's something I didn't do in the military. That's something that EOD would do.
Well, they're not branding you as Al-Qaeda, and CNN's even come out and said National Guard ordered to consider Americans as enemy forces, and I just played clips where they're saying that, you know, they need to have armored vehicles to fight veterans, Joe, because you're going to bomb them.
Yeah. Like I said, that's just so mind-blowing to hear something like that. I have no intentions of ever doing that. I don't know any men who ever served in the military or women who have those kind of intentions.
Well, they're coming after
I'm
you.
I'm a proud American, but I am definitely disappointed with my government. I'll say that. But
it's an illegitimate government, 110%. And Jade Helm, we have major intel now from city council meetings where they admitted that it's going to be every year. They plan on foreign troops later, and that they're going to be basically in cattle trailers and working with citizens and police. This is just to prepare us to have permanent military forces in plain clothes involved in seek and destroy and snatch and grab operations, Joe. We have this from Florida, Texas, and California, and now National Guard with their M16s marching aggressively through the streets of California directing traffic.
I mean, just think about this, Alex. So if we wouldn't have brought this to the attention of the American people, where would we be? Where would we be at right now? Most people wouldn't even know this Jade Helm exercise even existed, except for a small little group of people, you know, that looking at that stuff on the internet. Very small. Now this is nationwide, worldwide. People know about this. We brought attention to this, and now all this information is starting to come to the surface. I mean, this is mind-blowing to find out that all these different National Guard units are saying they're doing dirty bomb exercises when in actuality they're trying to take on your constitutionalist sovereign citizens.
We have a video.
I mean, this is just mind-blowing to know that this 1083 program, they're bringing in all these MRAPs to patrol the streets. I mean, this is just crazy.
They're getting ready for something ultra-gigantic. Joe, we'll get updates on the nightly news and the live reports you're filing at InfoWars.com. Godspeed. Great job. We're going to come back with some of these city council clips from Big Spring, Texas. I mean, this is the biggest military operation domestically ever, folks, and it's to take on the Patriots.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our
pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
I don't live in a fantasy world. You don't watch Star Wars and see rebels fighting an evil empire. We're in the real world with foreign megabanks who are eugenicists taking over this country. Next hour, I'm going to go through a city council meeting in Big Spring and play these clips where you begin to learn exactly what's happening with the new annual exercises that will just phase us into a permanent military on the street with the citizen spies working with them. Rob Dew put together a compilation of government admitting that the MRAPs and all of this are for the American people. Here it is.
Well, conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career.
That's Indiana.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs.
They've done nothing, and you blame them.
Law enforcement techniques.
Been video of them 2 days ago. Training to attack soccer citizens.
We're training exactly for what.
The nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team and tries to get in, they safely can pull right to them. I don't know how to take enemy fire and still try to address threat without being sure of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
So what happens if the PLR take over? Country run by terrorists ain't good.
Bro, America was founded by terrorists for terrorists. What do you think the fucking Revolutionary War was? History is determined by the fucking victim.
How did you even get into the Marines?
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson? You mean George Washington? Paul Revere? These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people? Yeah. They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials.
Jade Helm troops who operate undetected amongst civilian population. And, of course, the military people and the vets are not buying any of it. They're not stupid. You can read about how it's to get the hearts and minds and how to get the public used to working and the local police working with the military. I mean, everybody who's been in the military knows about the secret EOD program going on for 18 years. Their whole ordnance disposal, you know, quote, the Army is going to show up to defuse a bomb. But then you get the internal agreements. It's for everything from warrant service to checkpoints with military personnel in nondescript blue jumpsuits, just like the Army Ranger called in and said they were wearing EPA blue jumpsuits. It's always blue or tan jumpsuits. And it might say EPA. It might say police. It might say park service. Training with the police, training with locals in plain clothes, quote, doing suspicious activities, is to train the police to work with the military in covert operations and to condition the military to accept it and to condition the public to accept it. And then when we cover it and talk about it, they practice the PSYOP in real time, putting out disinformation. I can see the script from Army Times to Military.com to Stars and Stripes to Bloomberg to Daily Beast to Vice to the Houston Chronicle, and no exaggeration today. You go search Jade Helm. There are now hundreds of articles, and in almost all of them, yours truly is being demonized. Jones, who's warned of an imminent takeover for decades, keeps claiming it's going to happen, but of course it never does. No, it never does.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.